Greetings, friend. Welcome to The Funny Thing About Parenting with TJ and Melissa.
Hi.
We are excited to be with you again today. We have a fun episode planned that you potentially participated in. Maybe you forgot because it was a couple of weeks ago that we threw out on Instagram. I threw out on Instagram.
Yeah, you did.
You kind of supported me emotionally.
Kind of.
Through it.
I saw it.
You saw it.
And I was excited to see the responses, which I haven't seen any.
Right. So we're going to go through the responses. The question was, what is your favorite parenting hack? And we got answers that are all over the board.
Oh, I bet.
It's going to be a great kickoff to a new series that we will probably continue, your favorite parenting hacks, because there are so many fun and interesting and actually helpful parenting hacks that we are learning right here through people's responses. Super cool stuff that we're just going to kind of scratch the surface today.
Fun.
If you're new to our podcast, we are just, you know, we're two crazy parents living a crazy life.
We have four kids, 10 and under.
And we're just learning what it means to be a parent. But yeah. We've been parents for 10 years, so I feel like we've got some experience, but we've still got a ways to go.
But we've also like relaxed and lost our way a little bit. We're just lighthearted.
Whoa, 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 Melissa.
This is not a advice podcast.
That is true. If you're looking for amazing, well, actually today there's some fun, like some good advice actually, but we're here to bring you a little smile to help you feel normal because nobody's perfect. Parenting is hard and we are all just trying to get better, but you know what? You also got to take a deep breath and just laugh a little bit because it goes so quickly.
Yeah.
It's like we were just watching home videos of the kids when they were little last night with all the kids, and you just forget. Like, and it's funny too because you watch these old videos and we were probably stressed in the moment, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you look back and like all of that goes away when you just look back, and it just reminds you, like, just chill.
Yeah.
Chill out a little bit. These kids are going to be old soon. So,
and you can appreciate what typically might drive you crazy. You can learn to look at it with like kind of a lighthearted like joy. Like, oh, they just can't settle down. They can't sit still. Like, what? How can I love this about them?
Correction. Your firstborn can sit still. Yes. Your middle child absolutely cannot sit still, especially while you're eating dinner.
Right.
Your youngest child is sitting still on your lap or in their room.
Yes. So that's that.
That's that. Speaking of birth order, thanks for if you found this podcast through my videos on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or whatever, appreciate that. It's always so fun to hear from families. I get video ideas all the time sent to me, and it's so fun when other families relate to the concept of birth order. And I tell you what, am I becoming a birth order expert?
You're becoming the birth order guy.
In a non-scientific way.
Yeah.
Birth order is so fascinating.
But and we also all deal with it. Scientific because I feel like you are given such a good peek into like real lives in so many. Now that you have like people are sending you ideas and pictures and videos and... And so it's kind of scientific because there's a large number.
There's a lot of data out there.
A lot of data.
Data?
That data. That's data. The word I was thinking of.
A lot of data.
Data.
Through real life experience. Because I hear so many stories of, and it's so fun to hear. So, okay, anyway, without any further ado, shall we dive in?
We should dive in.
Two parenting hacks.
What do you got? What did people send?
We got parenting hacks regarding food.
Okay.
Regarding bedtime or sleeping. We have parenting hacks regarding bringing your kids out in public, going to the store, cleaning up. We have parenting hacks regarding the mornings, getting your kids out the door, morning routines, those kind of things. We have parenting hacks regarding conflicts and relationships with their siblings.
Yes.
And money. Like, it's a parenting hack. I'm telling you.
Man,
this is
a series.
I'll go on the record right now and say we have too many to share on this episode today. Okay. So I'm going to give you a handful or so, and then we will be coming back to these parenting hacks probably once a month for a little while.
Oh, I like that.
Because there are so many good ones. And I imagine that we will continue to get more from people as mm-hmm. they think, oh, yeah, I have a parenting hack. Because yeah. when you and I were talking, we're like, I don't even know. Do we have a parenting hack?
Yeah.
It'd be a hard question to answer.
What stuff we probably do, we just probably do it now.
Just don't think about it.
And kind of forgot that it was a hack one day.
Let's start with this. Let's start with mornings. Can okay. we talk about mornings?
Let's talk about mornings.
So a couple of really good ones here. So we have four kids and it just became like it's winter now. It snowed the other day. So mm-hmm. which means we have to get all of these winter bins out from the basement. We bring them upstairs. We're talking boots. Mm-hmm. We're talking snow pants. We're talking mittens, hats.
Yeah.
And then
so much stuff.
So much. We have like,
and then like what fits? What can we donate? What can right. we pass down to the sibling? But like what, you know?
We have so many things.
So much.
So our entryway, we don't have like a huge foyer.
Oh.
We don't have a huge foyer.
And we don't have a standard mudroom.
We have
a laundry room.
Right.
By our garage, that kind of.
Yeah, so our yeah. store, we've had to get creative. So in this kind of like small closet, which we just used to hang jackets, I created a big shelf for each person in our family. There's mm-hmm. six total shelves. So there's plenty of room for a few pairs of shoes. There's yeah. a bin on your shelf for hats and gloves and those kind of things. And here is a hack for you, Melissa. I think we should start potentially doing this because what okay. happens is as our kids in the morning, they get their backpacks ready. They get their, like they're getting all their stuff on.
Right.
Our girls especially never are wearing socks.
Never.
They have their bare feet and it's the last minute. Oh, the bus is coming. Hurry up. Go put socks on.
Yeah.
I don't want to put socks on. Go to your room. Put socks on.
They hate socks.
They hate socks. So Laura and Mrs. Dixon both sent in this parenting hack. Store all your kids' socks next to your their shoes.
Yeah.
In the entryway or the mudroom or wherever you put their shoes.
That's smart. Or at least have like
isn't that brilliant?
A handful of good socks.
Right.
Maybe ready to go.
Their whole sock drawer you don't need to relocate. But
ooh, I like that.
On their shelves, like in our case.
Our girls need that.
We could have a little sock bin.
Yeah.
And we put, you know, a handful of socks in there. So in the mornings, yeah. it's just one less reason to have to run upstairs.
Yeah. Without thinking, I kind of did that with Winnie, our three-year-old, because she always is barefoot. And then like when we're leaving, I'm like, oh, you need socks. So I often have a pair of socks in her like bin with hats and mittens. I usually have one pair in there.
Smart.
But I didn't even think that this, yeah, let's do it.
I'm going to give you another morning one. This okay. is funny. This one, so many people sent in this parenting hack,
ooh.
And which this surprises me. I'm not against it. It's great. And I think one of our kids sometimes does it on her own. Hmm. So the hack is this. Have your kids sleep in their next day's clothes.
Yeah, our daughter does do that. Or she'll just wear the same outfit for 4 days in a row. But once it's like a school day, I'm like, can you just change? But yeah, like on Sunday, she wore something and then she went to sleep in it. And then she wore it to school on Monday.
This is interesting. Now, me, like, I don't know what kid, you know, our kids typically wear comfortable clothes to school, but sometimes Maisie, especially, she's the one that will wear jeans and she will wear those to bed sometimes. And I'm like,
ew, yeah,
I can't do that. Are you crazy, kid?
And she admitted to me that the reason is because she doesn't feel like putting PJs on and she doesn't, it's just like too much work to get dressed.
So I thought that was a good one.
That's funny that a lot of people do that.
Pre-pack lunches. So it's grab and go.
Yeah, sure.
So that's smart. Mm-hmm. Like what, the night before?
Yeah.
Get all the lunches set. Yeah. In our case, out of the three kids in elementary school, how many cold lunches
I pack Maisie's lunch every day. And the other two typically do hot lunch, but on days that they want to do cold lunch, they typically make their own sandwich, or I have a couple Lunchables on hand for emergency grab-and-go situations.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yep.
This is a fun one for breakfast. Jill schedules out the whole week, the whole week's breakfast.
Yeah.
And it's nothing crazy, like Monday is bagels day, Tuesday is waffles, Wednesday is eggs. So it just makes her life a lot a lot easier.
We have a friend who has that like kind of written out.
For
it's
breakfast?
Like instead of lunch, it's breakfast.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Our kids, that would be a hard transition if we did that, I think. Because they like what they like. They actually, I think most of them have the same thing every day.
Right. We talked about like having a menu kind of that they can see of like the a la carte items. Because like for some reason, want us to say the options every day. Like we have bagels, English muffins. I'm like, it's the same every day.
For 3 years, we have been giving them the menu.
So like have a menu of like a la carte items.
And they go on these funny swings too. Like Maisie's currently in a bagel swing.
Yeah.
She hasn't had bagel in a year, but now she's like, I love bagels all of a sudden. And then that'll change.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, should we continue here? Should we continue? Jess says, when your kids learn to tell time, set your clocks ahead 30 minutes.
Ooh.
30 minutes. Wow. That is aggressive.
That is aggressive.
I'm like a 2 minute guy.
Yeah.
I like setting it ahead 2 minutes.
Yeah. I'm mostly in the car. I like a good 5-6 minute buffer so that I feel like I'm not as late as I am, you know? Huh. 30 minutes.
Dry erase weekly calendar on the wall for each kid.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to see who's doing what. So in the morning, the question is always, what do we have tonight? Or what do we have? Especially with the kids our ages, 10 and under, oftentimes somebody has something.
Yeah, especially basketball. Now. We're in a crazy season.
So that's good. We don't do that. We have a calendar that's on our phones.
We have a shared calendar between you and me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I talked about getting even just physical calendars. I loved that when I was a kid, having like a physical calendar and then like going through and writing all the things.
I liked a calendar too. I had one of those big desk calendars, like gigantic desk calendars.
Yeah.
I would just doodle. I wasn't a planner at all. Maybe I'd put like the Twins baseball games on the calendar. Okay, let's. Here's some other like general ones. Those were kind of morning related.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here are some kind of general things. Reverse psychology. Does that actually work?
It does at a certain age. I feel like there's like a certain window where it works only for a little bit of time, and then they catch on.
2 year olds.
Right.
Right.
Well, it's don't smile.
Don't jump on me.
You do that. Though,
I do that,
but it's like Winnie a game. Yeah. It's like they know the bit,
and sometimes it can backfire. This one's fun, Caitlin. This is for older kids.
Okay. Ooh, I need that.
So you know how bedroom doors sometimes like squeak, and you're like, oh, we should throw some WD-40 on that so it stops squeaking. She says, let the bedroom door squeak, so you know when your daughter or your son is sneaking out of their room. That is not a problem in our household yet.
Not yet, yep.
But that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That is great. We are all on the same floor. Someday, one of our kids is probably going to move to the basement, and we will have zero idea if the door is squeaking or not.
Or the egress window is opened.
Exactly, right. That would be Tenley. Try to parent like it's 1985 whenever possible. What?
Ooh, what does that mean?
Does that mean, do
just
you think?
Just stern and like...
Well, okay, let's play with that for a second.
Yeah, I guess you could go either way.
I think it's on one hand, it's you're not going to put up with the junk.
Right.
You're not going to put up with things. You're not as soft as maybe we have become these days.
Respecting authority and the rules of the house are very important. But when it comes to like, just go outside and go play with your friends, I'll see you at dinner time.
That's like, on the other hand.
See ya in a few hours.
Super, like in that respect, hands off. I'm not going to be a helicopter parent. I'm not going to hold your hand as you go through your day.
But when you're under my roof, it's my rules, and you're going to get your chores done.
You're going to get smacked.
No. Yeah.
I like it. And that's not to take, hey, like, we're not criticizing anybody or anything.
No.
But I like it. That's a good answer. This one's funny. Whisper in the ears of your kids.
Oh.
You're having a happy childhood.
Oh.
Is that to like send subliminal messages?
That's funny. Yeah. I thought, because I've heard of a...
Things are good here.
I've heard whispering to your kids is a good way to connect to them. Like if you kind of get down on their level, it's just like a different way to like... That's where I thought that was going.
Yeah.
You're having a good childhood.
I love it.
Your mother is amazing.
What do you think about this one? Let's hit this for a second. I don't know if this is a hack. Kimberly says, no cell phone. Okay, so we've talked about this in the past. And it's interesting because our kids do not have phones.
Mm-hmm.
Phone is written 4 times with exclamation marks on Teddy's Christmas list.
Mm-hmm. He's now, a fifth grader going into sixth grade next year.
So next year he'll be in middle school. He's 10 years old. And of course, Tenley's picking up on it. She's like, I want a phone if he gets a phone. Well,
yeah.
We're not going to give Teddy a phone for Christmas this year. Spoiler alert. But it is, we've always kind of said, we're going to wait as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
What is your current temperature on that?
I'm just split still because I feel like I've been talking to a lot of like the parents in the neighborhood, and a lot of parents are getting their kids' phones in middle school. If they don't have a phone already. So, and I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But then like, I'm like, wait a second, that's Teddy. No, I'm not ready. And I,
why middle school?
The main reason is because for communication, for like pickups and activities, I guess like once you're in middle school, it's a lot more free for the kid. It's not like the teacher is making sure you are getting picked up, and it's a lot more like free for all, and they're like, we just need to be able to communicate with them. Which is, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Because then
I get
on the,
that.
And totally. And that's kind of what we've always just kind of arbitrarily said, oh, middle school.
Yeah.
Well, now that's next year for us. So,
but usually have a friend who has a phone. We'll just call your friend.
Totally. Exactly. See, my current temperature is like once we get to next year, then I think we'll start to sense how necessary it is.
Right.
Honestly, I don't think it's going to be necessary. I feel like we'll be able to wait till he's more into his teenage years. I just think when kids get into middle school, convenience is good to have a phone. On the other hand, they are in very formative years.
Right.
And they have access to things that, and of course, as a parent, like you can be on top of that. You can set parameters. You can mm-hmm. check things.
They don't have to have social media when they get a phone. That can come later, never, whatever.
Unless they want to make sketches about birth order
videos,
then great. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to, you know, keep talking about that one. Let's move on to this one. Tell your toddler it's time for a diaper change if you need a short break. They will avoid you. They'll go That's hide funny. In the corner.
Yeah, I saw a video the other day of like the caption was, "I told my kids to go clean their room or something," and then the mom was just out there like with her coffee reading. She's like, I'm gonna have another couple hours because they're gonna just go play and avoid cleaning the room.
Okay, there's a lot of good ones here. I'm looking through them. Parenting hack from Paula: follow through on consequences. Mm-hmm. Always. That is super important, and we even still deal with empty threats sometimes,
right?
And the kids pick up on it quickly.
Yeah. It's definitely something I'm feeling like we kind of, it got away from us, and like, it does matter, you know, like they catch on real quickly if you're not going to follow through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So always don't throw out a consequence unless you are prepared to follow through on it.
Yes.
Okay. This one comes from Jane. She says, never buy glitter, paint, or glue.
Never. Never.
So out of glitter, paint, or glue, which one are you most passionate about not letting
probably
in your house?
Glitter.
For sure.
Because it stays forever.
It does. We have sparkly couches.
And if you are going to get paint or markers, always get the washable kind.
Right. And that's never a problem. Paint the floor for all I care. We can fix that.
Yeah.
Glitter?
Glitter.
Hard. You can vacuum some of it, Not 100% of it. It's always the glitter toys, too.
And don't get slime either, please. Oh, slime's terrible, isn't it? It's fun to give as gifts because it's like, ha ha ha, the kid is going to love this gift.
Yeah. Some of the slime that you get, though, like, is...
That can stick.
Hard, totally. Like, it's tough to work with. Carrie says, remember that potty training stats won't be on their resume.
Yeah.
That's a nice little tip. If you're potty training a kid or you're feeling...
You're behind.
Who cares?
Yeah.
They'll figure it out at some point.
Yep. You know, your parenting hack recently.
What's that?
Was we have some kids who are having a hard time with bedtime accidents. And like, I feel like we haven't really found the right mattress, yada, yada, yada. I feel like our mattresses are completely shot. You are like, hey, how about this random $2 shower curtain we have in our closet? Let's lay that down. And that actually works.
It actually blocks the. So we've gotten the waterproof, and we actually got a lot of. I'm going to save that for a bedtime.
Oh, sure.
Parenting hack episode, because we did get a lot of like accidents kind of things. But the shower, the plastic shower liners that you can purchase, mm-hmm. like the clear ones.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, because the waterproof, is that what they're called? The waterproof mattress pads.
Yeah.
Those. We've never found one that's 100% waterproof.
They work the first time, but then after a few accidents, I feel like they just...
It gets to
they're expensive.
Right. So what we've been doing is just what Melissa said. You take the shower liner mm-hmm. and put it underneath the mattress pad mm-hmm. and the sheet. And yeah, it's not like...
So you're still washing the sheets if there is an accident, but like your mattress... You're
saving the mattress.
Which I think I'm going to... bring, like, when we go on vacation, I think I'm going to pack a liner.
Well, we did when we went to Disney in August.
Right, yeah, yeah.
For sure. So we need to bring that those. Again. Yeah. Good one. Okay, next one. Oh, this is funny. Christmas presents. Hiding Christmas presents. Mm. You know, every parent's got, like, a couple of spots in the house where we hide right. Christmas presents. Kirsten says, we used to hide... the kids' Christmas presents in their rooms.
Oh, funny.
Because they never looked there.
Yeah.
Funny, right?
That's good.
Like, you stash them up in their closets.
Yep, because they're going to be digging in your closets.
This is a good one for teenagers. When teens ask what time they need to be home, we, as the parents, ask them when they think they should be home. They always said an earlier time than we thought.
Oh.
So that's... And we actually got a few responses kind of like that. Another one is, Rochelle says, when your kids are making sketch choices, don't tell them no, but rather ask them questions until they figure it out themselves. I like this parenting style. And
that would have been better for me last night when our son came home starving after a late basketball practice.
Oh,
it was almost 9:30 at night. And he wanted like a little bedtime treat because you started that business up in here.
Gotta have a little
fun. And I was
fun.
Like, oh, the girls just picked out like a little piece of candy. And he's like, oh, okay. And then like after a while, I looked over my shoulder and I saw he was chomping on a full-size Milky Way at 9:30 at night. And then later you told me that he was starving, so that's probably why he picked that.
He was trying to pull after basketball practice. Oh. He was trying to, in the car, trying to pull the... I'm so hungry, hoping I would swing through McDonald's or something. But it's so late. I'm like, no, we'll get something at home.
Yeah.
I did not realize he downed a full-size Milky Way.
I didn't handle that very well. I basically shamed him. And I was like, what are you thinking? That was not a wise choice as he's eating it, you know? And I'm like, oh, I should have asked him some questions to
That's
see if he
too,
could figure out
if
that
hacks,
was a wise
Ideally,
snack.
We always use these parenting hacks, but... It's never, sometimes you're just not thinking or you don't have the energy to like dive in and ask all these.
Right.
All right. Next one. We'll have a couple more here before we run out of time. This is one that we did a lot when our kids were younger. And it puts the decision making on them. Mm. It helps them feel empowered. And that is to give your kids two choices that you are okay with.
Sure.
So... For instance, do you want to take a nap on the bed or do you want to take a nap on the couch?
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking a nap, but you get to choose where. And you can use this in so many different ways. Would you like me to carry you upstairs to brush your teeth, or would you like to walk yourself?
Mm-hmm.
To me, it feels, when I look back, it feels like 50% of the time the kids would rebel after we gave them the options. Mm-hmm. They'd scream. They'd be like, neither.
Or we would like forget how to be a good parent and be like, do you want to brush your teeth or go to bed without your, I don't know, like we would make the second choice something like
ridiculous
and something they wouldn't want.
Are you going to brush your teeth, or are we going to make you sleep outside? Yeah. Well, the other trick here, and again, we learned this from our pediatrician way back in the day, but if they don't, and you tell them, if you don't choose, we will choose for you.
Right.
And again, you got to like follow up on it. You got to keep doing that. So then they start making decisions, but it's never perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good, I think it's a great parenting hack.
Yeah. And it, you know, starts to empower them and they like to make decisions.
Last one.
Yes.
This is like a no, but seriously one that a lot of people wrote in. I'm actually kind of two combined into one. Treat your kid like a person. And then in return, they will treat you back like a person. And this is kind of a long game.
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk down to them day after day after day, because then it turns into year after year after year. At some point, like, you have to help them because, like, that's our job, right? We're trying to help them become good human beings.
Mm-hmm. And it's their job to push buttons and to like figure out what this world is about.
Yeah,
like, it's their job to like push the boundaries, because they don't know. Like, it's like you can't control every move they make, and you have to give them like a safe space to make mistakes and to be a person. I like that.
Phenomenal. And the other one combined with that is listen intently to your kid. A lot of people wrote that in. Listen intently to your kids. Great parenting hack.
Yeah. Isn't it like interesting that often isn't a first thought? So that's why it's like kind of like a hack. Like, hey, the hack is actually just listen to your kid. Like, don't tell them.
Yeah. And it sounds like a no duh.
Yeah.
But it's so funny how often when you think about it, are you really listening, or are you just kind of, are you waiting for them to finish?
Right.
So and repeat.
Repeat back what you hear from them. Like, oh, you wish you would have been able to go out to eat with me too. That was hard on you. Just repeat back what they said. And a lot of times that just validates them. And they're like, oh yeah, someone heard me. And like, yes, that's, I just wanted to sit with this feeling for a second. I didn't want you to tell me that, oh, well, life's not fair, and you got this today, and this, and this, and this. You shouldn't feel that way.
Yeah, not every moment, and this goes against some people's nature. I think I fall into it, too, especially, I think, dads or firstborn mothers. I think our tendency is to make every little moment a teaching moment, because we feel like we need to teach them, just, you know, kind of like I said, but rather, just listen.
Mm-hmm.
And repeat back what they're saying. And then not every moment needs to be a learning moment for them.
Right. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Parenting hacks. We have one last quick thing.
Oh, do you?
If you are having a stressful day, lay down on the floor. Ask your kid to draw a picture on your back.
Yes.
And you have to guess what it is.
Yes.
And then you kind of get a nice little massage out of the deal.
It's great. Great tip. Great tip. What?
It's more of a dad hack. I feel like most dads get away with doing that.
Right. I do it all.
And then
they
fall asleep.
Or it's like, okay, I'm going to lay down on my stomach. You guys, one or two of you, depending on how big they are, you can stand on my back and try to balance. See how long you can balance.
And then you're getting adjusted.
It's great. Yeah. I love it. It's like, who needs a chiropractor when you've got that?
Right.
Just crack me up.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay. We'll come back to a lot of these parenting hacks. We'll ask for more, because even if you were like, oh, that's a good idea, let's put socks by their shoes.
Yeah.
This was all worth it. Okay. Thanks for listening. super fun to be hanging out with you here, and we'll see you next time on The Funny Thing About Parenting.
Bye.